Hello, this is Lucinda at One World Healthcare. How can I help you?
Hello, I was just given your number by a lovely lady at PA Health Management. My name is Yona Blackstein. I'm calling regarding a mutual participant whose something is, I think, wrong with their waiver or auth, and I just wanted to talk to someone about it. They told me the participant is inactive in their system. And I need to know when it was made inactive because I'm still servicing under an auth issued by PA Health Management for an active waiver. So it's just, I'm just trying to figure out what's going on.
Who is the participant?
The participant's name is Vincent Payne, V-I-N-C-E-N-T, last name P-A-Y-N-E.
Oh, I know Vincent.
Very well.
Okay. Vincent, in September ended doing sports coordination for the Act 150 and the OBRA waivers, and all of our participants were transferred to other SCOs, and actually three of our SCs decided that they would preferred to continue to be supports coordinators and moved to the one SCO, were hired by the one SCO that took the majority of our participants. Let me see if I can find.
We were never notified about any change, and we have an active paper off that's active until May, until July.
To July 1st, it should have been.
Right.
And then it's because the person that was his support coordinator with us, Miranda Greeny, went to patient care coordination, which is where he was transferred to.
Understood, because he is now, so the participant transferred out and the service coordinator transferred out, but so do you know when Vincent Payne transferred out of the agency? What date? Because we would need a new off.
I'm just trying to get this to load.
Now he's CHC eligible, and he is listed in the system as Act 150 eligible, and the agency formally issued an OBRA waiver, which it says on the paper it's an OBRA waiver, but he's active on Act 150, which is very
50. Yeah.
Very, very different, and it's just like the whole thing is very weird because you can't have Act 150 and Medicaid. I don't understand how that's possible, but his promise shows that he has both. So, yeah, the whole thing is very weird, but I'm just trying to figure out the current auth, what's the story, because he still has an Act 150 waiver. I'm looking at it right now. That's active to today. And he's also CHC eligible. So it shouldn't be possible.
Yeah, like I said, when we transferred everyone and the support coordinators went with them, we kind of figured everything was going to be fine. They had been working with the people, and they would continue to work with the individuals.
No, I understand that. This is like the first we're hearing about it. We didn't know. We talked to Vincent probably 50 or 60 times in the past. You know, he didn't mention any switch. We were never notified by anybody of an out or an in or anything. Like, we have no information on this other than this is my first time hearing about it. So it's just trying to track down what the story is, but at least, like, what date you guys stopped servicing him.
That's what I'm right now.
Okay.
All right, is it letting me open that anymore? Let me see if I can still pull him up in his. All right, right now Hixus doesn't want to work. Okay. All right. Is there a good phone number to even give you a call back once I can get into where I need to get into?
Appreciate it. Yes, 267-551-7402. That's my direct line. I'm the administrator, Family First Care.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the Family First on my phone.
Thank you so much.
Okay, because right now it's for whatever reason. I'm working from home today, and it's not letting me get into Hixus right now. So I'm not quite sure why. So sometimes you just got to shut down and start over. So it could take a while. All right. I will see what I can do. And give you a call back as to see what exactly when his transfer date was in Hixus, the exact date in September, and go from there, okay?
Yeah, I just need to try to track down, like, what's going on because promise is not possible. So, yep.
Okay, I'm not sure. It's like last thought he had when he left us was still the same, and in Hixus, the only thing that was touched before they left was the changing of the supports coordination organization from us to the new ones they had chosen.
Well, now he's Keystone First CHC eligible and started, so something's weird.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. I'll see what I can do and get back to you.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Bye.